Welcome back to episode 161 of the Press Box Hat Trick. I'm your co-host Elias Grigoriadis. With me is my co-host John Ngala. Sir, how are you doing today?
I am feeling extremely good.
Awesome.
Extremely good.
We have a great episode for you guys today. In the office today is our graphics editor, Bria Kobernick. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. It's Bria's first time on the podcast. Fun fact, Bria is one of the more accomplished athletes here at the Lynx Masthead. She has her own elite prospects page and played hockey in high school in Maryland. Is that right?
Yeah. And I played on a club team
as well. Awesome. What was that like, playing hockey in the States?
It was interesting for sure. Like, I grew up my entire life playing hockey, starting from when I was about, like, 3.
Yeah.
I started skating, and then I have a twin brother, so we were all very competitive. Played boys hockey pretty much my entire life.
So who was better between two before I cut you off?
I don't want to say anything, but no, we're different. Because he's forward and I'm defense.
Okay.
Fair enough. We'll see. But yeah.
Now, did you play, like, when did you transition into girls hockey?
I transitioned. I played 1 year with, like, checking.
Okay.
I don't know if it works differently in Canada, but I think it was Bantam. That year, I, like, transitioned because, personally, I don't really like checking.
No.
I don't mind, like, going against people my own size, but, like, if some 6-foot guy, like, 200 pounds is coming at me.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, trying to do that, you know, so.
No, but it's the same thing in Canada. Bantam is the first year of contact. And
okay.
Yeah, one of the funniest memories I'll have is, like, first year Bantam. It was, like, Bantam double B, I think. And there was a girl on the other team. And all the, like, half the team was like, I'm going to hit her. No, I'm going to hit her. And then they're all talking shit. And then out of nowhere, she obliterates this one kid. And he's, like, one of the bigger guys on the team. And he still hasn't lived it down. We don't let him live it down. So that's hilarious. It's always, yeah.
Yeah, I find, like, with girls playing, like, they either go for the girl and they'll be like, everyone has to hit them, blah, blah, blah. Or, like, they'll not touch you because you're a girl. So it's, like, hard to
balance. It's the fragile male ego. Like, yeah. I need that.
What is your opinion on that?
I'm totally cool with it because of the fact, like, also I have close family friends that, like one of my friends I played hockey with since pre-novice, and he has a twin sister, just like, I guess, your situation, and she is honestly one of the best hockey players I've played, like, I've shared the ice with. She's excellent. So, I mean, like,
yeah.
I know female hockey players that are way better than me, and, I mean, we cover female hockey players that are way better than us in the women's hockey team. So, I mean, I have... In fact, I admire if they, like, go and play against guys because they're, like, hitting above their weight, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I have zero experience playing hockey. I can skate. I can skate. But, you know what? It's the, like, backwards motion that I can't really, you know... Like, it's not my first
show.
Because it's not the same thing as skating forward.
It's
backwards, yeah. Like, I guess skating... That's the thing about hockey. It's, like, one of those things that takes a long time because you need the skating, you need the stick handling, you know. Other sports, it's like you run,
you know,
but hockey,
soccer, you run,
yeah.
Exactly. It's like, no, we have to make it harder on purpose to skate, like, with knives on ice, yeah. But I mean, like, basketball, like,
yeah.
Were there girls in, like, your league, like, coming up?
You know what? I actually started off playing soccer, so
really,
yeah, I was a soccer player.
No, like, way.
I grew up, I was mostly, like, midfield.
I didn't know,
like,
about this.
Defense. So,
damn.
Until I was, like, maybe grade 9 or 10, I had to make a choice, right? Because I was playing really good soccer, but then I went to high school and everybody was playing basketball. So I was like, whoa. And I was pretty good at basketball just because I still liked the game and I knew how to play, right? But then I was like, what do I do? Do I leave soccer, but I'm really good at it? Or, you know, pursue basketball because all my friends are playing basketball?
Yeah.
And I took basketball. I don't regret it because all my medals are my soccer medals, right?
Yeah.
But, so I was in between two sports. I remember when I was in high school, like, we had the girls team, the basketball team. There weren't too many girls at the time, but then, like, more started coming in. But yeah, I started off. I played soccer. I was a soccer guy.
Really?
I was a soccer guy, man.
I did not know about this.
Yeah.
It was a soccer guy. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's great.
Do you still play?
No.
You should.
I know.
You should do the intramural team. They have, like...
Yeah, everyone at Concordia, right?
Yeah, they have. Like, I did it for the past 2 years. It's really
there's
fun.
There's all kinds of intramural sports.
Yeah, like dome soccer.
Like futsal, right?
There's also futsal that's like in the gym.
Yeah.
Like that's like on a, that's a 4x4 or 5x5. That's also like completely different though. That's
the dome is like in with
yeah, it's like
current,
seven against seven.
Yeah.
It's just like a
it's
small.
Fun.
Yeah. But look at all of us. We all played sports and
all
we didn't know
sports,
and then now we're like,
well, I mean, you guys chose to stop. I didn't really get the choice. No, I get, I jokingly, like, because, like, you know, there's always that, that joke about, you know, like, I would have gone pro if it wasn't for my, my knees or whatever. I jokingly subscribe to that. Like, I would never have gone pro, but, like, I have the knees of someone that says, like, I would have gone pro if it wasn't for my knees. Because I played midget double A, and then I got my second knee injury. So I was like, no. So now I play, junior B, which is basically organized beer league.
It still works.
I get to play with my friends. I've played with some of these friends in like years, so now I play with them. So
I mean, that's like all you like. You need to focus. Like I, that's why I chose like to focus more on my school because you know when at like sports are your entire life, you don't really know what you want to do.
Really.
You know,
and that's
like,
an interesting point though because once you leave it, you're kind of like lost because that was your whole identity. It's like, oh, I'm a soccer player. I'm a basketball player. I'm like. All my life revolves around,
especially at a high level, it commands a lot of your time. Right?
Exactly.
You don't have time to
commands all your
other
time.
Stuff. Exactly.
Let me tell you,
right?
All
like,
your time is
I'd
your
go to school,
sport.
And then I'd go do
practice.
Like,
practice.
I'd eat, I'd go to practice, and then I'd come home and maybe I'd do my homework.
Like in high school, I wouldn't start my homework till 10 p.m. And like for me, that was late because, you know, and I just had practice, and that was me. And like I would leave for weekends and
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate because it's just, like, when you play a sport at, like, a high level, you're just defined by that sport.
Soccer's even worse, actually. Like, at least, like, in, because I played in the Lac St. Louis region. And, like, if it's hockey, then you play against, you know, like, West Island, Lakeshore, which is all, like, stuff located more or less, you know, 30-minute drive time. But in soccer, there's teams like Elmer and Gatineau and Hull. Mm-hmm. So you got to go all the way, like, a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
You guys spent like a whole weekend there. So like
we had
San Donato,
so we had to go all the way out there as well.
And like the thing is, after I got injured, my team went AAA. So they're going like Abitibi, Témiscamingue, and they're going like, I'm talking like 6-hour bus rides away.
Oh
so
yeah.
I might have dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, no, you definitely did. Like girls
you
hockey.
Were probably traveling
like there was no team in the same state that was like at our
level.
Yeah, like we were the only team, so we would have to travel to New York, to Canada, to like every other weekend, and it was just, it was really fun. Like, I don't regret doing it at all, but, like, I knew deep down, like, this wasn't my life. Like, I wasn't, like, passionate like the other girls. I'm gonna admit, like, I wasn't out there shooting pucks at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we're not all Sidney Crosby. That's
no,
it.
No. I mean, there were, like, most of the girls on my team were doing that, but, like, it's whatever. I'm happy.
Before we, like, go into more of this, I have one question for you guys. So I want to shout out Osa Raymond on this because he actually wants to do a piece about this, but
okay,
I want to see what you guys think. So how did you guys choose your numbers?
Like,
how did
I don't even
you have a story? Like,
actually, it's technically I have a story. Like, it's I have both hockey and soccer. My numbers were 15.
Okay, but why though?
It was my mom's number. No joke. It was my mom's number. It was assigned to me in novice, which is like, because like in mag or pre-novice, you only get numbers. You get like a sticker with your name on it because you're just learning how to play.
Yeah.
So novice is like your first year of organized hockey, and I just got 15. I was like, whatever. And mom's like, that's my number. So I'm like, you know what, mom? I'm gonna keep that number.
Okay.
So hockey and soccer, up to this day, I still wear 15.
That's
okay.
I remember I was 2 at the beginning just because they were assigned, and then I like loved the number 9 because I was like every number 9 is like really good.
Yeah.
It's
kind
of like a universal thing in like almost any sport.
Yeah, and
number
I was like,
nine,
no, I have to be number 9.
I mean soccer,
yeah.
Even
yeah.
Hockey, right? Like, you know, like Rashard and stuff like that.
I don't know why.
Like,
I was like 9. And then one year I went to nationals with my team, and I actually like scored some goals there. I was doing well.
Yeah.
And number 8 on my team got all my points. Like, my mom's like, that's not okay. So she's like, you're going to be my mom was like, no, Bria, like, you're going to change to a double digit number. And I chose 15. So,
my number
was number 15.
Good.
Yeah,
awesome. Number 15 is the best number, too. So,
yeah. What about you?
My numbers were actually 13 and I'm gonna say 25 because I was born on the 25th. I don't know.
That's so cheesy.
That is,
that's,
you know,
like everyone.
That means about like both my hockey and my soccer jerseys didn't go up that high.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, because I'm born on the 25th too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Of July.
Okay.
So, oh, 22nd of July.
That's true.
Okay, we're both in 20. Okay, okay.
And so, but then go up to 25, so I'm like, all right, well, I'll stick with 15, but like...
I stuck with 13 just because I, like, I saw, like, okay, one of my friends had, like, number 11. And then I was just like, wait, okay, 13 really looks good right now. Let me start using number 13.
What? Like the number looks good?
Yeah, it just
like the
was
way
like,
it was shaped.
Yeah, on the jersey. And I was just like, okay, like I think I found my new
that's
number.
That's like symmetrical.
Yeah,
like,
you know, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go with 13. And it's been 13 ever since.
Aww. Okay, what's your backup? Like if someone has number 13.
I'm not playing.
You're done, that's it, you leave.
If I don't get 15, I'm not going to play.
I'd say 10.
That's my brother's number.
Okay.
My brother's like the like in hockey and soccer. Like, I want number 10. And this year's actually the first year we're playing together.
Oh.
Because Junior has 4 years,
that's
and my brother and I are 3 years apart, so we never get to play together. And this is the first year on the same team, and he's like the rookie, right? So like you know they're like.
Pick up
They do the pucks. They do the bottles.
Yeah.
They take care of the. They do all the stuff, and he's like, I want number 10, and we're like, relax.
Oh shit.
Slow down, rookie. Like. So then,
because
one of the third year guys had to, because his brother was number 10.
Yeah.
So he was never number 10 because he was like, his brother would always grab it. Mm. So this year he gets to be number 10. So my brother's like, am I number 10 this year? And Jassy, who's the guy, he's like, no. Sit down, rook.
Over
no
numbers.
Yeah.
So I asked the question because there's always some type of story that you have when you're choosing a number. So.
Yeah. No, but numbers are cool.
Yeah.
They are.
Now I just do it as a joke whenever I see number 15 and they do anything good. Because, like, number 15, you wouldn't really, both in hockey and soccer, you wouldn't give it, like, a really, like, offensive, like, any prestige offensively, especially in soccer.
Yeah, it's like, wait, 15?
15 is, like, a midfielder's number, a defender's
number. It's,
like,
irrelevant.
Exactly, because, like, defenders are normally low single digits, so 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's
six.
True, honestly.
In soccer.
In soccer.
Yeah.
Especially
like
in soccer.
Like
exactly.
9,
and, like,
10.
So maybe, like, 15's in the midfield, so that you rarely see, like, a forward in soccer. So if I see 15 score, I'm like, that's my guy.
That's
me.
That's
I'm living vicariously. I can't play soccer anymore, so I'm living through vicariously, like, through them. Exactly.
Basically, I just scored.
Exactly. But it's also, like, that's why I coach soccer now. Because I can't play, so I live vicariously through these kids.
Were you forward?
I was a defender. I was a center back. And I...
You should do a link, like,
soccer thing.
I'm down. Or, give that. That might be easier than a hockey thing. Because
It's a lot more universal.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, skating would be very deadly, so...
That'd be just fun to watch.
We could teach everybody how to skate.
Yeah.
It'd be like,
you'll
Link
be
skating
like,
lessons.
You're athletic. You could learn.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It'd be like Link skating lessons. We'll get the little, like, the walkers on the ice there, the metal walkers. And everyone will be fine.
I'm down. I'm down for a soccer game.
Games.
You're like,
sounds
yeah,
cool.
Let's start
let's talk soccer first.
That's cool.
One more thing I want to get to know, because you did play a high level of hockey, is, you know, where did you, like, again, you said you weren't super, super, like, 6 a.m., shooting pucks in the driveway type thing.
Or like how bad.
Where did you see your career going, like after high school or club?
Mm-hmm. Well, like originally, I was on the path to play college university hockey. They call it college hockey in the U.S. But like every girl on my team, if you're on that team, you play college hockey. Like it's just that's a path. It is what it is, and everyone like just does it. And I don't know. I was okay at playing hockey. Like, I had offers to go D1 and D3.
Really?
Yeah, I did. And I could have. I didn't get any scholarships, so that's kind of where I was like...
Yeah.
You know...
You draw the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but...
It's not like it was like a deal breaker necessarily, but in reality, I was like, I took a step back. I talked with my parents. My parents were very, like, open about me not playing hockey in college, which was... really nice, because a lot of parents are very, like, you know, do this. Place university sport, like, play the sport.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not going to lie, like, I did feel a bit uncomfortable not playing, because every single girl, and, like, that's just what our team was known for. Like, if you're on this team, you play hockey in college. And, like, I felt a bit uncomfortable, like, kind of going off the path and just focusing on school, mostly.
Yeah.
And, like, by my senior year, I... didn't really I was talking to a few coaches, but I knew like this deep down feeling like maybe I'm not gonna play hockey in college, and it was scary, it was terrifying. More socially though, not as like
That's true.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Like yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel like you're part of a community.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, I'm committing here, I'm committing there. And I was like, oh, that's cool, you know? And, like, I think that was the hardest part. And, like, I knew I was still going to play hockey regardless.
Yeah.
But I also knew, like if it's just for fun and stuff. But I knew deep down that it wasn't my passion.
Yeah.
I loved it, don't get me wrong. And, like, it really was good for me.
Yeah.
But deep down, I knew that I should focus on something else and, like,
yeah.
school. And, like, I didn't even know what I wanted to do. Like, I started off here in environmental science just because, like, oh, it could be
yeah.
sounds
interesting.
Cool, yeah.
Exactly. And I was, like, and I don't think if I played hockey, I would never have gone into design, which is something I love, and, you know. So I think if that design.
Yeah, no,
that makes sense,
too, because, like, I don't think I'd end up in journalism if I hadn't gotten
yeah.
hurt, right? Because, like, I had a very, like, after I got hurt, I realized that I had to do something else in CJEP.
Yeah.
It was like I was going to end up trying out for the soccer team, and then that was going to lead one thing led to another.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got hurt, so I was like, I need to find something else to do.
So initially you were trying to go, like, play pro somewhere, or?
Oh, I mean, good, who knows, right? Like, I was 17, so just
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what, like,
yeah.
that's the next level of advancement, and, like, I
yeah.
was having fun. I was like, that's what I'm going for, but I had no, like, ambitions or whatever.
Oh, okay,
it wasn't
okay,
like,
okay,
you know,
okay.
I'm going to go,
okay.
I'm going to go, like, you know, play U Sports, or you know, like, get drafted, or anything
yeah.
like that. Like, that wasn't really, like, on my radar. I mean, if that ever, like, popped up or whatever, that would have been cool, but it wasn't, like, something that was, like, that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And then when I got hurt, it's sort of just, like, further confirmation, like, all right, so, like, sports are going to be a pastime and a pastime alone.
Yeah.
So then I ended up going into, like, Model UN at CJEP, and then one thing led to another, and then
yeah.
I ended up in journalism, but, like, I'm pretty sure that I would not have ended up here had I not gotten injured. So, like, you know, it's like silver linings.
Yeah, exactly. It's making the best of a situation. And,
exactly.
Like, things are meant to be. I believe that. And, you know, sometimes it may, like, right when you get injured or something, it may seem like, oh, that's the, like, why is this happening to me? It's the worst thing possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, like, you figure it out and
yeah.
you wind up in a better place.
Exactly.
You know?
It's funny you were talking about, like, scholarships. I was at Dawson, right, playing the... was it D2? But before I started playing D2, I was trying to go AAA.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
how it works is that, I don't know if you know a bit of...
It's like club versus school thing.
No. Like, when you go AAA, you play against, like, you know, other, like... You play against, like, Champlain AAA or Vanier AAA.
Oh, okay.
And, in CJEP, right?
Yeah.
But before getting to that, you need to be, like... You need to have offers. So you're in high school,
okay.
and then CJEPs are looking at you, right? And I was in high school. I was like, oh, where do I go? Nobody's getting me offers. So I was like, I felt kind of like an outsider looking
mm-hmm.
in,
yeah.
right? So I was like, okay, maybe this is not for me, right? And
mm-hmm.
I was also
yeah.
short. You know, basketball, once you're short,
you're not
you're canceled.
I mean, you're tall for, like, regular humans.
For
right?
Montreal guys, to be honest, no offense, Montreal.
But, like, for regular humans,
yeah.
you're one of the tallest.
Like,
and then in the basketball context, you're, like...
5'10", 5'11".
What position were you?
I was... Okay. I'm supposed to be a point guard, but the way I was playing is, like, I'm a shooting guard. So
I was actually going to say that. I was going to say point shooting guard.
So a bit of both, right? And then it's like, okay, I wasn't getting any offers. And then I played AA for a while. And then I was like, okay, I need to do something else because this is not working out for me. So, like, yeah, I got into journalism because I like basketball at first.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just because you're on the outside looking in and you're asking yourself a whole bunch of questions.
Well,
it's, yeah, it's
yeah, that's kind of happened to me too because, like, a lot of people I played with now, like, I grew up playing with in soccer. Now they're playing, like, AAA senior. Or, like, two guys are playing, like, in the PLSQ.
Mm-hmm.
One guy who I didn't play with, but, like, I'm good buddies with, is playing professionally in Portugal right now.
Yeah.
So it's just, like,
it's like
cool. Like, that wasn't going to be me anyway, but just the fact that I'm, like,
yeah.
I know these people. It's kind of, like, weird. Because
yeah.
you're, like, all right, like, I see these guys on TV, but now I also, like, I'm going to message them, like, hey, I just saw you play on
doing
TV.
This, yeah.
Like, it's, like, an out-of-body experience,
yeah.
almost.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, like, I don't know if you guys have the same feeling, but at first, like, it wasn't easy, like, seeing my teammates, like, playing, you know, at these really good schools, and I'm like, oh, that could have been me, like, I don't know, or maybe I wasn't good enough to get there. And,
like, the year after I got hurt in soccer, my team went AAA, like, my team got promotion into AAA.
Yeah.
So sort of watched that, like,
yeah.
all right. Nice. Because
yeah.
like, I was like, I'm supportive of them because, like, they're my friends and everything. I was, like,
yeah.
really happy for them. At the same time, it was like,
yeah.
all right, bye, guys.
Yeah. And, like, no, I totally get it. Like, I remember there's an alumni game every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I didn't have my stuff with me, my gear, because I it's all in Canada, and I was like, I'm not going to take it all the way home for one game.
Yeah.
But, like, I went to the game, and I saw everyone, and, you know, I was really nervous to go, because
yeah.
everyone's playing in college, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm the only one who's not, and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, and,
yeah.
and, but you know what, like, I went there, everyone was super friendly, like, and I really thought I was going to miss out on something, and I'm sure they're having an amazing time and stuff, but I felt, like, comfortable, and I felt happy where I was.
Exactly.
And I was like, you know what, I'm glad I didn't. Yeah. So in the end, like, it takes time, but I think
yeah.
I don't know if you guys have the same feeling.
That happens when I go like see my soccer buddies. Like hockey,
yeah.
honestly, a lot of my guys stay relatively local.
Yeah.
I mean, I know one guy that's playing in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, but I mean, as far as like going far, I shared the ice with Joseph Valeno once, who you know got exempt status, which is like you know Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, and Aaron Ekblad are the only three other people who have gotten that. So like,
yeah,
I shared the ice with him. Like I don't think we're playing the same sport, honestly. But that's like my claim to fame. I shared the ice with Daniel Sprong once for a tryout, and he kind of bullied everybody. For those who don't know, Daniel Sprong plays for the Pittsburgh Penguins now, and he kind of just bullied everybody. It was kind of like more of a warm up for him than anything. I know we were all dying, but I mean that's sort of like for soccer though. A lot of them are still you know. Doing quite well, and they're playing like provincially now. And I'm just like, "What's up, guys?" And but everyone's still super friendly.
Yeah.
And you know, I see some of them at U Sports games because you know, it's soccer is still a relatively small community in Montreal compared to hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see some of them at you know Stingers games. I'll see some of them at here and there. And you know, I will be covering the final for Nationals at the Sepsum. So I'm mostly going to see a lot of them there. So it's always nice to catch up, right?
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen them in a while, and it's just like.
Yeah.
Old friends, you know?
Most of the guys I played with in my first year was like grade 7, right? We went to, like my first year, I got into high school. My first year we went undefeated and we went to provincials.
Ooh.
And then we beat like every team in the country. And then like we kind of like just put the whole high school on the map. Because everybody's like, yo,
awesome.
These guys are so young and how are they so good and they never played together.
That's so cool.
But
yeah.
The guys that really went far, like nobody made it to the NBA in my year.
Yeah.
But most of them are like playing overseas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So I see that I'm like, wow, I played with you.
That's the thing, right? Like
there
I played with that guy. I was on the field
yeah.
with the same guy at the same time. It was like,
yeah.
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
But Bria, you said actually Bria has crazy graphics and you have also crazy, really good contributors. So you said that was your passion. When you're creating this, do you have a creative process? How does it work for you?
When I make graphics?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I usually, like, okay, for the link specifically, I'll usually, so they'll assign me, like, an article, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll kind of talk it over with the writer and
mm-hmm.
see what kind of their vision or what they're
yeah.
trying to say in the article, like, their main points. And then from there, I'll kind of just think about something in my head.
Okay.
And sometimes it will come to me, like, right away. Like, 5 seconds, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I see it in my head. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer
time, yeah.
to, like, think about it. But once I get the idea, I...
Like, do you have to,
like
get it down right away? Or can you take a break? And then...
No, it doesn't usually, like, leave my head. Once I have the idea,
okay.
it kind of just stays there.
Okay.
Also depends how much time I have, because sometimes it's, like, very last minute. Or, like, you know, I have a lot going on. So, I'm
yeah.
like, okay, what's the most efficient way I can get this done? Which I don't like looking at things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to. But if I, like, let's say for the mag and I have, like, a piece, I'll get the idea. And then I'll just start...
Yeah.
Like, there's multiple ways I can create a graphic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can use my iPad, I can go on Illustrator,
yeah.
Photoshop, you know, and then I'll think about, okay, I have an idea, what's
mm-hmm.
the best way to get to that
yeah.
idea and put it on paper. And,
nice.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, we have a Shut Up and Dribble column, and most of our graphics, if not all, come from
Bria, yeah.
Bria, and you guys should check it out. She's great. And Elias has written a couple of pieces on it.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you know, it's always great when you have, like, awesome drawings and awesome visuals.
Yeah.
It's also great when you have awesome writers.
Oh,
I haven't done on it yet.
Like, it goes both ways. Can't have an article without the writing.
keeping it sort of in the family and in Concordia, we have some Stingers action.
We do.
First of all, we have the men's rugby final, the RSCQ final. Both teams have locked their spot in nationals. Given that, you know, Concordia is hosting, they can't really represent the RCQ and be hosts. So McGill has punched their ticket as well. But on, sorry, one second. Saturday at 1 p.m., sorry, at Concordia Stadium will be the final. Concordia's looking to win their third straight. They haven't lost in Quebec in 3 years. And they were honestly a red card away from doing really well at nationals last year. And hopefully they can build on that because they have a lot of returning players and some really good young players as well that, you know, have really stepped up and they've looked really strong this year. So
I feel like when you say 3 years in days, it sounds a lot like
1,095
days. They haven't lost a game. So,
yeah, I mean, it's honestly insane, but you know, it just speaks to, you know, it speaks to how just deep this program is, and you know how good they are recruiting and, you know, regenerating players, because especially in youth sports, player turnover is something that is across almost any sport is a victim of it, right?
Yeah, players graduate and
people graduate, people fall out of love with it, people just move on, people do other things, right? Especially in rugby. Injuries happen in life.
Well, do they have they have tryouts every year, right?
They have tryouts every year.
So that's like different though, compared to the state. Right?
I mean there is also active recruiting. But there, I mean, I'm pretty sure every varsity sport has open tryouts to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the main key players do come into recruitment because, you know, every single sport does have their arms in multiple.
They have their trials, but the team is like almost already set before the trials.
There might be like a few players.
They're looking for like a diamond in the rough type thing, right? Or maybe like a role player, something like that just like.
But like
sparks.
If a guy's been on the team for about 3-4 years.
Yeah.
He could still get cut, right?
That's most likely a coach's policy, that thing. I'd be surprised if a 4-year veteran, especially if they're like a starting player or whatever, would get cut.
I haven't seen
like
that.
But I mean,
that'd be interesting to see.
In theory, like,
if there are.
In theory, once the team's locked, until the team's locked in, nobody's safe technically, you know, but.
It's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary. I've actually had a friend, like, he was midget in his third year, and he got cut from a team he'd been on 2 years prior, right? So,
yeah, because if you have a bad, like, season,
well, not just that, right? Like, to be fair, he had not the best attitude.
Oh, so that attitude is big. Like, let me tell you. It's a bad attitude.
Yeah. But moving on from that, both men and women's hockey have doubleheaders. The men are in Thunder Bay for games against Lakehead University. And the women will be playing against, will be hosting actually twice, McGill and UDM.
Mm-hmm.
So both games, both top four teams that they're playing against. I believe McGill is fourth and UDM is second. Concordia keeping their top spot. They haven't lost yet. This team is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, I haven't checked out a game.
I need to watch games too.
I haven't been able to go to. I haven't been able to physically go to games, but they do have live streams available because they live cast it.
Okay.
And they are such a fun team because they're so dynamic and also they're just very hard to get down. You know, they've come from behind in multiple games and they've come out on top.
Yeah, I think like last week they were down.
They were trailing three different times.
They
won 4-3.
They won 4-3.
The mental fortitude for this team is incredible.
Yeah.
So
and their coach a lot.
Julie Chu.
He's like iconic.
Well, especially, I mean, coming from an American, hockey player.
Yeah.
I mean, what does Julie Chu mean, you know, for American hockey?
Like, everything. Like, she was so, like, by far number one, like person to look up to when I was playing hockey as a girl. Like, a little girl. Yeah. And it's funny because one of the girls on my team, she was in the Olympics, like, last year. Haley Scarupa, I don't know if you know her. But, yeah, but it was, like, it's just crazy to be around these people and, like, have the ability to, like, I actually went to a Concordia showcase. Yeah, at the beginning. I was, like, in communication with her, and I just, like, spoke with her, and I was, like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Like, she's here, and it's so funny she's at Concordia. Like, you know, because
awesome.
In the U.S., she's a big name.
Yeah, I mean, even that, like, her name, you know, she's obviously, you know, she's an American hero, but, like, a lot of Canadian hockey fans understand how much weight she carries, right?
Oh,
like, it's not like it's like who's that? No, like that's Julie Chu. Like we recognize that.
Yeah.
That being said, though,
we have
basketball starting
is
finally.
Back.
The Cool. Basketball is officially underway this weekend, right?
It's on the way this weekend.
Season
opener, so we have
home openers,
doubleheader. So
that
the men play actually a rematch of last year's final against UCAM. That's a really really big game, and then the women play also. It's a doubleheader, so women play UCAM, and then the men play UCAM. I'll be covering the men's game, and you know one thing I really really I'm gonna wanna like see is how UCAM. Because they have a lot of new guys, and I can name them here. They're just they've really packed on a bigger, better roster. So with Concordia, you know, they're a bit young. They lost a few couple guys. They lost, you know, Ricardo and then Gary. So I feel like this is going to be a really interesting season, just because you know the young guys on the Concordia team really have to step up, and then they're going to be tough to beat. I'm just looking at the roster right now with like Francine Demostin, he was at Laval. And you have Alex Lochard, who can shoot the ball now. He's a 6'7 big man who was
really?
He won, like, he's a 3-time, if I'm not sure I'll get these stats right, but he's like Canadian Player of the Year.
Really?
Yeah, he's something else. He's something else. But Concordia, too, they'll be a. It's going to be a good game.
I feel like this year in general for Concordia Sports has been, you know, year of the rookie almost. Both soccer teams, football, and from what it seems like, both basketball teams do have a lot of young players coming in. So, you know,
should be
interesting.
And on the women's side, they're just recovering from injuries now. So they might not perform.
We've not. During the offseason, they were running like an 8-man.
They
had 8 players running. Total, right? Like
most of the girls are a bit injured now, so it'll be interesting to see. That being said, I'm looking forward to this weekend.
And Rasko and Tanika both definitely know what they're doing, so that'll be interesting to see, for sure. I think that wraps it up for episode 161 of the Press Box Hattrick. You can find me on Twitter at Eli Grigoriadis.
And you can find me on Twitter at Lumjo.
I do not have Twitter.
Do you want to plug your Instagram?
Yeah, sure. You can follow me on Instagram at designboy. That's with 4 I's at the end. B-O-I-I-I-I-I. Yeah.
Check out the graphics, guys.
Yeah.
This is the real deal.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.